Welcome to Love Life After, where we embark on the beautiful journey of love, life, and resilience. I am Christelle, your host and friend on this exploration. Whether you're joining us for the first time or you're a cherished member of our family, thank you for being here. On this podcast, we'll share personal tales of triumph, heartache, and the incredible transformation that unfolds after every challenge. So grab your favorite glass of wine, cup of tea, or coffee, and find a cozy spot, and let's dive into this magic of love, life, and everything that happened after the obstacle. And remember, your story is our inspiration, and together we'll navigate this journey ahead. Baby, you're my I'm addicted to a black queen, baby, you're my she got me feeling like a dope fiend, I'm addicted to a black queen. Are you looking to start a podcast or know someone who wants to start a podcast? Well, if you're unsure or just don't know where to start, just look up Buzzsprout. We've been using Buzzsprout from the beginning, and we absolutely love it. They even have a YouTube channel where they'll help you get started on your journey. So head over to Buzzsprout to get started. That's BUZZSPROUT.com. Welcome back to Love Life After. I am your girl, Christelle.
And I am Belinda. Hey.
Hey, girl. How was your week?
So much fun. I've actually had a really busy work week. I have so much going on, so much work. I'm pretty much doing three different things right now. Mm-hmm. You know, my regular work, foundation work, you know, it's just a lot. And then mommy work.
Right.
So, you know.
But how's that working out going out? How's that going?
It's good. So, okay, here, I will be honest. Monday and Tuesday, I woke up, I had the energy, I worked out, I was like, yeah. And then Wednesday, Thursday, I was kind of a little bit in the funk, thinking too much. I'm like, So I did not work out, which is still good because I gave myself grace. I allowed myself,
good, you know, for what it's you. Good.
Right? And then Friday, I picked back up. You know, so, and then this morning I did not work out because I actually slept past, you know, eight.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So I want to talk a little bit more. So, and I wanted to, you know, go a little deeper into it. I wanted to make sure that people understand that there's steps to finding yourself. There's steps to it. There's steps to loving yourself, right? Because in order to love yourself, you have to find yourself, right?
Can I just say also, so many people are not aware that they don't love themselves.
A lot of people
are not aware that they do not love themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Here's another thing, too. As we get older, mm-hmm. as things change, you know, in our lives, we have to continue to get to know each other.
Right.
You know, if you say you know yourself, I'm not the same as I was last year, you know.
Right.
Experiences, you know, change, you know, circumstances, that's what I mean. Circumstances change. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so if you're in that mindset that you already know yourself, you know,
you're not going to grow.
You're setting yourself up a little bit more, you know, for failure. You have to really be open to continuously knowing yourself, learning yourself, discovering mm-hmm. yourself.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah. So yeah, let's get into that real quick. So when you think about self-discovery, right, what do you think of? When you think about self, let me say this real quick. So to me, you know, just get an understanding of yourself, of your character, of who you mm-hmm. are, and just visualizing what your passion and purpose is and just trying to figure out.
Okay.
Just being aware of your own self, being aware of yourself, finding out who you are, right? But how mm-hmm. do you do that?
Okay. Yes, you share.
The way you should find yourself mm-hmm. is taking it one day at a time.
Okay.
That's what you do. That's how you find yourself.
And how do you do that? By putting everything in perspective for yourself, right? Your day-to-day life. Take one day at a time.
Right.
Don't try to put so much on yourself. One of the things I learned, one of the steps that my therapist told me that I've learned is get up every morning, write 5 things down that you want to accomplish during that day, right? And try to get it all done within within that day, just that day, just not the next day, right? Just that day. Try to get it done within 24 hours. We only have 24 hours. Just try to get it done within those 24 hours. And then if you don't get it done within those 24 hours, and then, you know, sometimes our mind go, man, like I wanted to get all this done and I didn't get it done. And then you start seeing your character, right? This is just an example, right? And then you start seeing your character, and then you'll see the type of person you are. So if you're like, okay, I want
to
do.
You have to be aware though. I have to bring that up.
Right.
Because you can still do that and not realize, like, throughout that whole time, you got frustrated 15 times, you did this. So you have to be very aware, very open.
That's why I say one day at a time, right? So this is just my example of what, but mind you, before that, I was already like on the self-awareness.
Good.
Space, right? So when she told me that, she said, okay, write those 5 things down and try to do it every day. So one day I woke up and I was like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I had my doctor appointment. After my appointment, I went and I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do.
Right.
I said, okay, check. This was done. Because I knew, you know, the night before, I was like, okay, tomorrow I'm going to do this, 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 and that. The next day after my appointment, then I started, okay, I did everything. When it got to like the last 3, and I was like, oh, how am I going to get this done? Because I don't have the tool I needed to get it done, right? And then I got overwhelmed. And then I just lost interest. I was like, I'm not going to do this. And then I was like, okay, Christelle, it's okay. You can't do it right now, but it's okay.
Right.
Like, everything's going to be okay. You could do this tomorrow. Add it to your to-do list tomorrow. Because I was aware, I was like, okay, I'm not a magician. Right. I'm not somebody who's just, I can't just like snap my finger and that stuff is going to get done, right? So I started to, you know, just like, that was, of course, that's just an example of how I started. And then I started learning who I am through that, right? Mm. So I started saying, okay, today I didn't get it done, but tomorrow I'm going to continue because today's already done. I can't control it, right? Because sometimes we tend to like want to like take control and try to fix something that we don't have no control over. Because I don't have control over adding like 24 hours back or 5 hours on top of my day. Right? Only God can do that. There's no way I could go back.
You hear the control freak talking about, oh, that'd be great.
Right. You. And that's who I used to like want to like control my every move. Like, and when I said that, I'm saying like things that are going on like right in the moment. Like, I'm like, I have to be in control. And we all want to be in control of our life, but we can't do that all the time. Right.
All right.
So I'm sorry. I know I'm getting off topic. But like in discovering yourself, right? When you realize, like, so like Belinda said, with the self-awareness. You got to have self-awareness. You have to accept that you cannot be in control all the time. You got to accept yourself. You got to accept that about yourself first, right? You got to realize that it's not always going to be how you want it to be,
right?
Unless you were already in a space where it's 1, 2, 3. This is done. 1, 2, 3. This is done, right?
Right,
so then where you start to learn things about yourself. Well, saying all that, that's how I started my self-discovery, by taking it one day at a time.
Right.
And that's what I did. I still do it every day. You know, I write the 5 things down. Okay, today I have to do a podcast. After my podcast, I'm going to make lunch. after lunch, I'm going to make, you know, dinner to have dinner ready. Like after dinner, I got to take Isaiah to practice. After I got to, you know, so my day is already like set, right? Mm-hmm. So I know when I get to the end and it's not done and all these things, I just talk to myself.
Right. See, that's what I was going to say. So I'm glad you like touched up on that because mm-hmm. mine is really funny. Self-discovery, like, mm-hmm. you know, for me, don't laugh at me, y'all. So when you meet somebody new, mm-hmm. what do you, talk to them, right?
Right.
You ask them questions. Right. So self-discovery for me becoming an adult, mm-hmm. that's what I did.
Okay.
I literally asked myself questions. I talked to myself.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Because these are things that you don't often think about. And if you're not really someone who's like very social, you mm-hmm. hang out with a lot of people, nobody's going to be asking you those questions. So
right.
I ask questions that I would ask somebody that I first met.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, who is Belinda? What right. is Belinda like to do? What makes you happy?
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. what's your personality like? Mm-hmm. And so in giving those answers, since I'm talking to myself, right,
right.
I don't have to impress somebody else.
Right.
So I have to tell myself the truth.
Right.
And then from there on, what I say, I have to really be like, dang, this is really me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, am I really this person? And then from there on, you can start to learn. But you have to be very honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be a representative at that moment. You have to be honest with
yourself.
And I
think we said that before too. Be that honesty.
You
be
have
honest
to
with
be.
Yourself.
You have to be. Like, I tend to do that with a lot of things. And in fact, it's almost become like a pet peeve of mine if I'm talking to someone or dealing with somebody and they don't know how to be honest or take mm-hmm. accountability. It's like I don't know, I'll lose interest and be like, okay, don't sell me a story, you know,
right.
show me, let me decide.
Right.
You know,
and then you
and
know,
it's, that's what I do.
Right. And then, you know, the saying, treat people the way you want to be treated. Right.
Yep.
So start treating yourself the way you would like other people to treat you.
Right. True,
right?
True, true.
Right. Does that
no,
make
that's
sense?
True. Because that's true. Because like, so I had to think about it. If you don't love yourself,
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
How can you really like be genuine how you treat people? Like, for example, like you said, you have mm-hmm. to love yourself. So if I'm going to be friends with you or love on you or whatever the case is, I'm doing what I would do for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, I need to think I'm the best because
right.
no one else is, right?
Right.
Like, I got to
mm-hmm.
think I'm the ish, excuse
right.
me,
uh-huh.
to myself. So, therefore, I will treat you like that. But if
right.
I don't think I'm the ish, you know, I'm going to, you know,
treat
if I'm miserable or I'm
person.
Unhappy,
right.
I'm give you attitudes.
Exactly.
I'm going to be into you.
Exactly.
I'm going to, you know, grumpy with you because all of that is literally a reflection of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
How you treat people is truly a reflection of yourself.
Right. And I was, you know, I was around a lot of people like that. I was just around people who I felt like they're just so negative all the time, right? And that reflect on me, right? So, and I was like, I don't want that negativity on me, right? So, and then what do? I stay away.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to, I'm in a better, huh?
You have to stay away. You can't
yeah.
try to fix anybody like that, especially
right.
if
because
you're
if they're not fixing themselves, then my thing is, okay, I want to be in a better space, right? I want
right.
to find myself. But I can't see, if I can't see what I'm looking for in you, I don't want to be around you.
Right, right.
You know? And, you know, it's easier to say, because sometimes we're going to be around people, you know, at work or anywhere. But you got to choose. You got to be that. You got to be aware. You got to be aware. Okay. Because what we put out, it comes back.
Right.
Right? So
that's true.
Right. What we put out in the world, it comes back to us. So, or what people, other people put out, like if you're around somebody and they're like negative, negative, negative all the time, then
mm-hmm.
you're going to like receive that. All
yes.
that negativity is going to start rubbing off on you.
Right. I believe in transfer of energy.
Energy. Yep.
No, so if you, and people are always like, you can't let someone affect your mood and this and that. Sometimes you can't even, you don't even realize that you're going to let it affect you. But right. if you're with someone, you come in and you're so happy, and that person is just a Debbie Downer and just like whining about this, they're sad about this, they're upset about this. Like, at some point, like, if you're not aware, you can just easily just, you know, just dig yourself deep in there with them or whatever, right. you know? But you have to just be conscious and realize, you know what? This person is not happy right now. Let me just step away and keep my little joy to myself that I worked hard to get.
Okay, so like with self-discovery, it's just like about, you know, just trying to understand yourself, being mm-hmm. aware of your own character, having like the humbleness to accept who you really are. And being honest with yourself, with everything you do. Like, don't lie to yourself. Like, don't do something and you like, oh, I didn't do that. You know, like, don't tell yourself, you know, don't speak negative to yourself. Because that could, like, play a big role in discovering yourself. And you will think that you're a negative person, but really it's just because of what you're feeding inside your own mind, you know?
Right.
So just like I said, with the showing yourself grace, doing things that like brings you peace, just trying to learn things, like learn different things, like each day, like just learn different thing about yourself. Write down, like at night, write down everything that happened today, and then figure out if this is, would I want to do this again tomorrow? Is this something that I want to do? If it's not, then, you know, leave that in the past and move on from it and try a different way, you know? Because if you doing something, that's where the, just being aware, right? Because if you write those things down that you want to do and you're aware of them, that this is what I want to do and this is what I want to deal with during the day, and then there's something that came up and that you don't like, you don't want to do, just go back and say, okay, I don't like this about myself. So I'm going
to
change this.
Try to understand yourself.
Say that
again.
You
have to understand yourself.
Right. Understand? Is that what you say?
Yeah, you have to try to understand yourself. Because if you're not understanding yourself, you're going to keep doing the same things and not realizing or understanding why you're doing those things. Mm-hmm. So try to understand why there's a reaction to a certain action that you take.
Right. And just being that, going back to that awareness. In order for you to do all that, to complete all that, you have to be aware that this is actually happening. Because if you know, if you
take ownership, take accountability. Ownership.
Because if you don't know, then you can't fix it.
True. Right? Very true.
So that's what is important for us to just like make sure that we're taking everything that's going on with our life one day at a time and move on from what happened and then continue on to living your life the way you want to live your life, not the way the world want to live the life. Because if you're going off with what the world want, you're going to lose yourself.
Absolutely. Strive to be your best, not everyone else's best. Your best, where you think your best is at. Just little by little, take baby steps until you meet that self goal.
Right. And then another thing I do want to add before we like end this real quick, like, okay, so taking time from social media while trying to find yourself is the best thing you could do for yourself. Take, even if it's a week or even if it's a day, you can start with a day if you like, and then maybe 2 days, 3 days a week, and then a whole month. If you're somebody who's like always on social media, like, step away from social media and just try to rediscover who you are. Okay.
I'm glad you clarify that. Yes. If you're someone always on social media, I'm glad you clarify that.
Right. Because sometimes like people are on social media and they're like, you know, doing things and saying things and you're like, oh man, this person is doing this and I'm not there. You're not there because it's not your time. Right. Or this person got this on. Why can't I do this? You can't, because this is not for you, right? You have to find what works for you. That's how you will be able to like learn yourself and discover who you are.
Yeah, so you're basically saying stop comparing yourself to other people, because circumstances are different. Right. You know, you're not the same person. You don't have the same path. You don't have the same journey.
Right,
you know?
And you're not going to find yourself by doing that. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah.
Good advice. Good advice. Yeah,
that was a good one. We'll definitely touch base back on, you know, self, and maybe next time we could talk about growth, right? Growth of self-discovery, or when you discover that, what changed the path for you to discovering your growth,
right? Growth look like, that's what we have to cover next time,
like?
Too.
Yes. what's it look like? Like, we'll have to talk about that next time. Because I see so much growth in me, and then I could see, like, I love when other people say, oh my God, like, I've seen the growth in you. It makes me proud because I work hard on this person that I am today. And I'm not letting anybody to take that away from me. And that's why I don't let anything get in my way of what I want to achieve.
Protect your aura. Protect yourself. Aura,
period. Yep. And then I'm going to talk to you about this too on the next episode, because it just came to me. All right. With that being said, thank y'all so much for listening. Belinda, do you have anything you want to add before we close?
No, just really, you know, I encourage you guys to learn yourself, you know, find out who you are, take some time for you and really talk to yourself, write it down, write questions, you know, for yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, good luck. I hope you find yourself. I hope you find your inner peace, your happiness, you know, and, you know, whatever triggers you, that you deal with it and you just, you know, continue on this journey of becoming a better you.
Yeah, she said deal with it, right? So, but how do you deal with that? You know, you got to find.
Talk to somebody, you know, like, read about it, you know, do some research, you know, like, find a way to, and the reason why I say deal with it is because so many times we can forget it, bury it, don't forget it, don't bury it. Deal with it right there.
If it happened today, try to deal with it today. Don't go to sleep on it thinking about it. That's going to hurt you more than help you. So deal with it. I like what, that's why I say, you know, say, so deal with it right there and then, so it doesn't linger and ended up hurting you in the long run.
True. Very true.
Okay.
That's all.
All right, and just remember to always choose you no matter what you do and love you just right where you are. But remember, with self-discovery, in order for you to do that, you have to find yourself and always, always, always show yourself love. With that being said, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your love and your support. If y'all have any question, comment, or concern, hit us up on lovelifeafter@gmail.com or on our social media at lovelifeafter. And we will see you on the next episode. And remember to love life after all.
Bye.
Bye. Peace. Out.